When cybersecurity expert Daryl Gibson published CompTIA Security Plus, Get Certified, Get Ahead, he couldn't have anticipated its meteoric rise to become one of the most trusted resources in the IT security certification world. This comprehensive guide has helped thousands of professionals navigate the complex landscape of cybersecurity, with many readers crediting their successful certification directly to Gibson's clear, methodical approach. What makes this book particularly remarkable is how it transforms technical security concepts into accessible knowledge without sacrificing depth or accuracy. In an industry where cybersecurity skills have become non-negotiable for career advancement, with some hiring managers refusing to even interview candidates without the Security Plus certification, Gibson's work stands as a beacon for those looking to break into or advance in the field. At the heart of cybersecurity lies the CIA triad: confidentiality, integrity, and availability, which forms the foundation for all security implementations. Gibson expertly explains how these principles drive security decisions at every level of an organization. Confidentiality prevents unauthorized disclosure of data while ensuring authorized personnel can access it. When Homer, at Springfield Nuclear Power Plant, sends sensitive reactor specifications to his supervisor, encryption scrambles this data so only intended recipients can read it. Without proper encryption, attackers could intercept and read this confidential information, potentially leading to catastrophic outcomes. Integrity ensures data remains unmodified and trustworthy. When the power plant's control systems receive commands to adjust reactor settings, hashing algorithms verify these commands haven't been tampered with during transmission. If the calculated hash matches the original, operators know the instructions remain intact. This integrity verification is crucial for preventing malicious actors from altering critical system commands. Availability guarantees systems and data are accessible when needed. For a nuclear facility operating 24/7, this means implementing redundancy through RAID configurations, server clusters, and uninterruptible power supplies. When one component fails, others seamlessly take over, preventing dangerous outages. Beyond these core principles, Gibson introduces the concept of defense in depth, implementing multiple security controls so if one fails, others remain effective. Rather than relying solely on firewalls, organizations should deploy intrusion detection systems, strong authentication, and regular security awareness training. This layered approach significantly enhances overall security posture. Identity and access management represents one of the most critical aspects of security, serving as the gateway to an organization's resources. Gibson thoroughly explores how organizations verify user identities and control resource access. Authentication, proving you are who you claim to be, relies on three factor types: something you know, passwords, PINs, something you have, smart cards, security tokens, and something you are, fingerprints, retina scans. The strongest authentication implementations combine multiple factors, significantly increasing security. When Marge from accounting logs into financial systems, she might enter a password, something she knows, and use a fingerprint scanner, something she is, making unauthorized access substantially more difficult. Password management has evolved considerably over time. Current NIST guidelines recommend longer passphrases over complex, frequently changed passwords. Organizations should implement password managers, multi-factor authentication, and regular account audits to prevent credential-based attacks. Gibson notes that password policies should balance security with usability. Overly complex requirements often lead users to write passwords down, creating new vulnerabilities. Access control models determine how users interact with resources once authenticated. Role-based access control, RBAC, assigns permissions based on job functions, simplifying administration by grouping users with similar needs. Discretionary access control, DAC, allows resource owners to determine who can access their files, while mandatory access control, MAC, enforces access based on security labels and clearance levels. Gibson emphasizes the principle of least privilege. Users should have only the access necessary to perform their jobs, nothing more. This limits potential damage from compromised accounts or insider threats. For example, a nuclear plant operator should have access to control systems but not payroll data, while HR personnel should have the reverse permissions. Single sign-on, SSO, technologies improve both security and user experience by allowing users to authenticate once and access multiple systems without re-entering credentials. Technologies like Kerberos, SAML, and OAuth facilitate secure authentication across diverse environments, reducing password fatigue while maintaining strong security controls. Network security forms the backbone of organizational defense, protecting data as it travels between systems. Gibson provides a comprehensive overview of network security components and how they work together to create a secure infrastructure. Firewalls serve as the first line of defense, filtering traffic based on predefined rules. Next-generation firewalls, NGFWs, go beyond simple packet filtering to provide application-level inspection, intrusion prevention, and advanced threat detection. When properly configured with a default deny stance, blocking all traffic except what's explicitly allowed, firewalls significantly reduce the attack surface. Intrusion Detection and Prevention Systems, IDS/IPS, monitor network traffic for suspicious activities. While IDS systems simply detect and alert on potential attacks, IPS systems actively block malicious traffic. These systems use signature-based detection, matching known attack patterns, and behavior-based detection, identifying anomalies from established baselines to protect networks. For instance, if an IPS detects a SQL injection attempt against a web server, it can immediately block the traffic before the database is compromised. Network segmentation divides networks into isolated zones with controlled access between them. This containment strategy prevents lateral movement. If attackers compromise one segment, they remain isolated from other parts of the network. Critical systems like industrial controls should reside in separate segments from general corporate networks with strict access controls between zones. Secure network design incorporates multiple layers of protection. Screened subnets, DMZs, create buffer zones between internal networks and the internet, allowing public-facing servers to operate without exposing internal systems. Virtual private networks, VPNs, establish encrypted tunnels for remote access, ensuring data remains protected even when traversing untrusted networks. Zero trust architectures take security further by requiring continuous verification of all users and devices, regardless of location or network connection. Gibson emphasizes the importance of network visibility through proper logging and monitoring. Security Information and Event Management, CM systems, aggregate logs from various sources, correlating events to identify potential security incidents that might be missed when examining individual logs. This comprehensive view enables security teams to detect sophisticated attacks that target multiple systems simultaneously. Modern security professionals must understand not just defensive technologies, but also the adversaries they face. Gibson provides valuable insights into threat actors, their motivations, and their methods, emphasizing that effective defense requires a comprehensive understanding of offensive tactics. Advanced Persistent Threats, APTs, represent sophisticated state-sponsored groups with significant resources and patience. Unlike opportunistic attackers, APTs conduct extensive reconnaissance, establish persistent access, and move laterally through networks while evading detection. Their campaigns may last months or years, targeting intellectual property, state secrets, or critical infrastructure. Notable examples include APT-28, Fancy Bear, linked to Russian intelligence services, and APT-1, associated with China's People's Liberation Army. These groups often employ zero-day exploits and custom malware tools, demonstrating technical capabilities far beyond typical cybercriminals. Social engineering attacks exploit human psychology rather than technical vulnerabilities. Phishing emails remain extraordinarily effective, with over 90% of successful attacks beginning with a malicious email. Spear phishing targets specific individuals with customized messages, while whaling specifically targets executives. These attacks succeed because they exploit trust. When an email appears to come from a colleague or authority figure, recipients are more likely to click links or open attachments without scrutiny. Recent campaigns have shown increasing sophistication, including AI-generated content and deepfake voice calls impersonating executives. Malware continues to evolve in sophistication. Ransomware encrypts victims' data and demands payment for decryption keys, causing billions in damages annually. Notable variants like WannaCry and NotPetya have demonstrated the potential for global impact. Fileless malware operates entirely in memory, evading traditional antivirus solutions that scan files on disk. Tools like Cobalt Strike and PowerShell Empire enable attackers to operate without leaving traces on disk. Polymorphic malware constantly changes its code to avoid signature-based detection, with some variants capable of generating millions of unique variations. Gibson introduces key frameworks for understanding attacks, including the Cyber Kill Chain and MITRE Attack Matrix. The Kill Chain's 7 stages, reconnaissance, weaponization, delivery, exploitation, installation, command and control, and actions on objectives, provide a structured approach to understanding attack progression. The MITRE attack framework offers detailed tactics and techniques used by adversaries, mapping over 200 techniques across 14 tactical categories. These frameworks help security professionals analyze how attacks unfold and identify opportunities for detection and prevention at each stage. Threat intelligence has become crucial for proactive defense. Organizations can leverage multiple intelligence sources, including commercial feeds, government advisories, and information sharing communities like ISACs, information sharing and analysis centers. Effective threat intelligence programs combine strategic intelligence about threat actor motivations and capabilities with tactical intelligence about specific indicators of compromise, IOCs, and attack patterns. Gibson emphasizes that successful defense requires continuous monitoring of the threat landscape and rapid incorporation of new intelligence into security controls and incident response plans. Cryptography provides the mathematical foundation for many security controls, enabling confidentiality, integrity, authentication, and non-repudiation. Gibson demystifies this complex topic, explaining key concepts in accessible terms. Hashing algorithms create fixed-length values that uniquely represent data, providing integrity verification. When downloading software updates, users can verify integrity by comparing the downloaded file's hash with the publisher's provided hash. If they match, the file remains unmodified. Common algorithms include SHA-256 and SHA-3, which have replaced older, vulnerable algorithms like MD5. Symmetric encryption uses a single key for both encryption and decryption, making it efficient for bulk data encryption but creating key distribution challenges. Algorithms like AES encrypt data in blocks, fixed-size chunks, while stream ciphers like RC4 encrypt data bit by bit. The security of symmetric encryption depends heavily on key management. Keys must remain secret and should change regularly to maintain security. Asymmetric encryption uses mathematically related key pairs, a public key that can be freely shared, and a private key that remains secret. Data encrypted with one key can only be decrypted with its paired key. This enables secure communication between parties who have never previously exchanged secrets. RSA and elliptic curve cryptography, ECC, represent common asymmetric algorithms, with ECC providing equivalent security using much smaller keys. Public Key Infrastructure, PKI, combines these cryptographic elements into a comprehensive system for secure communications. Digital certificates issued by trusted certificate authorities, CAs, bind public keys to identities, enabling secure websites, email encryption, and code signing. Certificate revocation lists, CRLs, and online certificate status protocol provide mechanisms to check certificate validity, ensuring compromised certificates can be quickly invalidated. Gibson explains how these cryptographic building blocks combine in practical applications. Transport Layer Security, TLS, secures web communications by using asymmetric encryption for key exchange, then switching to more efficient symmetric encryption for data transfer. Digital signatures provide both authentication and non-repudiation by encrypting document hashes with the sender's private key. Recipients can verify both the document's integrity and the sender's identity. No security system is impenetrable, making risk management and business continuity planning essential components of a comprehensive security strategy. Gibson provides practical guidance for identifying, assessing, and mitigating risks while ensuring organizations can recover from incidents. Risk assessments identify and prioritize risks based on likelihood and potential impact. Quantitative assessments assign monetary values to risks, calculating metrics like single loss expectation and annual loss expectation. Qualitative assessments use relative scales, high, medium, low, when precise values aren't available. Both approaches help organizations allocate security resources effectively, addressing the most significant risks first. Risk treatment options include acceptance, acknowledging and documenting risks too costly to address, mitigation, implementing controls to reduce risk, transference, shifting risk to third parties through insurance or outsourcing, and avoidance, eliminating activities that create risk. Most organizations employ a combination of these strategies based on their risk appetite and available resources. Business continuity planning ensures organizations can maintain or quickly resume operations following disruptions. Business impact analysis identifies critical functions and systems, establishing metrics like recovery time objective, how quickly systems must be restored, and recovery point objective, how much data loss is acceptable. These metrics guide backup strategies and recovery site planning. Backup strategies balance recovery speed against storage requirements. Full backups copy all data but require significant time and storage. Incremental backups copy only changes since the last backup, reducing resource requirements but potentially extending recovery time. Organizations must regularly test restores to verify backup integrity. Many discover too late that their backups are incomplete or corrupted. Disaster recovery sites provide alternate processing locations when primary facilities become unavailable. Hot sites remain fully operational with current data, enabling rapid recovery but at significant cost. Cold sites provide basic infrastructure, requiring equipment and data restoration before use. Warm sites represent a middle ground, containing necessary equipment but requiring data restoration. Gibson emphasizes that business continuity isn't just about technology. It requires documented procedures, regular testing through tabletop exercises and simulations, and training personnel to execute recovery plans under pressure. The most effective plans are regularly updated based on lessons learned from tests and actual incidents. Technical controls alone cannot secure an organization. Effective security requires well-designed policies and security-conscious users. Gibson explores how organizations can develop comprehensive security policies and foster a culture of security awareness, emphasizing that human behavior remains both the greatest vulnerability and strongest defense in cybersecurity. Security policies establish the foundation for organizational security, defining acceptable behavior and consequences for violations. Acceptable use policies, AUPs, specify how computing resources may be used, covering areas such as personal email use, social media access, software installation, and remote work requirements. Data classification policies categorize information based on sensitivity levels, typically public, internal, confidential, and restricted, to guide protection requirements and handling procedures. Personnel security policies address background checks, separation of duties, and mandatory vacations to detect and prevent fraud, while also establishing protocols for employee termination and access revocation. The principle of least privilege, granting users only the access necessary for their job functions, represents a cornerstone of effective security policy. When implemented properly, this principle significantly reduces the potential damage from compromised accounts or insider threats. For example, accounting staff might receive access to financial systems but not development environments, while IT administrators may have different access levels for development, testing, and production systems. Regular privilege audits help identify and correct instances of privilege creep, where users accumulate unnecessary access over time through role changes or special projects. Security awareness training transforms users from security liabilities into security assets through continuous education and reinforcement. Effective programs combine computer-based training with practical exercises like simulated phishing campaigns, social engineering tests, and hands-on workshops. Topics typically include password management, social engineering recognition, safe browsing habits, and mobile device security. Gamification techniques can increase engagement by adding competitive elements and rewards for security-conscious behavior, such as leaderboards for identifying phishing attempts or badges for completing training modules. Incident response policies establish procedures for handling security breaches, ensuring consistent and effective responses across the organization. These policies define what constitutes an incident, from minor policy violations to major data breaches, who should be notified, including internal stakeholders and external authorities, and what steps should be taken for containment and recovery. Tabletop exercises allow teams to practice response procedures without affecting production systems, helping identify gaps in procedures and improving coordination departments. Gibson notes that policies must balance security with usability. Overly restrictive policies often lead to workarounds that create new vulnerabilities. For instance, complex password requirements might lead users to write passwords down, while strict application controls might drive employees to use unauthorized shadow IT solutions. The most effective policies are developed with input from affected stakeholders, clearly communicated through multiple channels, regularly tested for compliance, and updated quarterly or annually to address emerging threats and changing business requirements. Success metrics should be established to measure policy effectiveness, including security incident rates, policy violation trends, and user awareness scores. As technology evolves at an unprecedented pace, security challenges become increasingly complex and multifaceted. Gibson provides a comprehensive analysis of emerging technologies and their associated security implications, emphasizing the need for proactive risk management strategies. Cloud computing has fundamentally transformed the security landscape by introducing shared responsibility models that vary significantly across service types. In SaaS environments, providers manage most infrastructure security, while customers focus on data classification and access controls. PaaS implementations require customers to secure their applications and data, while providers handle platform security. IaaS customers must manage nearly all security aspects except physical infrastructure. Organizations must implement comprehensive controls, including encryption at rest and in transit, robust identity and access management (IAM) frameworks, and regular security assessments of their cloud environments. Additionally, organizations should maintain detailed data inventories and implement Cloud Security Posture Management (CSPM) to monitor their cloud resources continuously. Mobile devices present an expanding attack surface due to their ubiquitous nature and diverse ecosystem. Beyond basic MDM solutions, organizations must implement comprehensive mobile application management, MAM, containerization for corporate data, and zero-trust security models. BYOD policies must balance security requirements with user privacy concerns while ensuring compliance with data protection regulations. Organizations should also consider mobile threat defense, MTD, solutions to protect against sophisticated mobile malware, man-in-the-middle attacks, and compromised networks. The IoT landscape poses significant challenges due to its heterogeneous nature and often limited security capabilities. Organizations must implement network segmentation using VLANs or microsegmentation, regular firmware updates, and strong device authentication protocols. IoT security frameworks should include device lifecycle management, from secure provisioning to decommissioning. Network monitoring tools should be deployed to detect anomalous IoT device behavior and potential compromises. Artificial intelligence and machine learning are revolutionizing both offensive and defensive security operations. Security orchestration, automation, and response (SOAR) platforms leverage AI to accelerate incident response and threat detection. However, adversaries are using AI to create sophisticated deepfakes, automated attack tools, and adaptive malware. Organizations must develop AI-aware security strategies and implement controls to detect AI-generated threats while ensuring their own AI systems are secure and ethical. Quantum computing's potential impact on cryptography requires immediate attention. Organizations should conduct crypto inventory assessments to identify systems using vulnerable algorithms and develop migration plans to quantum-resistant alternatives. This includes implementing hybrid cryptographic solutions that combine traditional and quantum-resistant algorithms, ensuring systems remain secure during the transition period. Organizations should also consider quantum key distribution, QKD, for critical communications. Gibson emphasizes that successful security programs must balance emerging technology adoption with fundamental security principles. This includes maintaining strong security governance frameworks, regular risk assessments, comprehensive incident response plans, and continuous security awareness training. Organizations should establish technology evaluation processes that consider security implications before adoption and maintain flexibility to adapt to evolving threats. The key to long-term success lies in building resilient security architectures that can accommodate new technologies while maintaining core security objectives. Daryl Gibson's CompTIA Security Plus Get Certified, Get Ahead provides more than just exam preparation. It offers a comprehensive framework for understanding and implementing effective security. By mastering the concepts presented in this book, readers gain not only the knowledge needed to pass the Security Plus exam, but also practical skills applicable to real-world security challenges, from threat assessment to incident response and risk management. The book's strength lies in its balanced approach, covering technical details while emphasizing the importance of policies, procedures, and people in security implementation. Gibson consistently connects abstract concepts to practical applications, helping readers understand not just what security controls to implement, but why they matter and how they work together. For example, when discussing access control mechanisms, the book explains both the technical configuration of role-based access control, RBAC, and the organizational policies that make such controls effective. Each chapter builds upon fundamental security principles while incorporating real-world scenarios and case studies. The text addresses critical topics such as network security architecture, encryption protocols, and vulnerability assessment techniques, always connecting these concepts to practical implementation strategies. Gibson's approach particularly shines in sections covering incident response, where readers learn both the theoretical framework and specific steps for handling security breaches. In today's increasingly connected world, where security breaches make headlines almost daily, the need for qualified security professionals has never been greater. The book addresses emerging threats like ransomware, social engineering attacks, and zero-day vulnerabilities, providing current and relevant examples of each. It also covers essential security frameworks and compliance requirements, including NIST guidelines, ISO standards, and industry-specific regulations. The material is structured to support both certification preparation and long-term professional development. Practice questions and scenario-based exercises throughout the book help readers apply concepts in realistic contexts. Gibson's work particularly excels in explaining complex security concepts through clear, accessible language and practical examples, making it valuable for both beginners and experienced professionals seeking to update their knowledge. By providing accessible yet comprehensive security education, Gibson's work contributes significantly to developing the skilled workforce needed to address modern cybersecurity challenges. Whether you're preparing for certification or seeking to enhance your security knowledge, this book offers invaluable guidance for navigating the complex landscape of modern cybersecurity, from basic network security to advanced threat detection and response strategies.